K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Allison.
Allison, you are caller 20.
Am I really?
Yes, you are. You won tickets for the Ocean Way Festival at the beach at Santa Monica on September 26th. And you get to see the Killers and Jack White and Sublime and a whole bunch more. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It is the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, we have People Are Dumb. A thief in Las Vegas went back to the scene of the crime, which also happened to be where he worked. LeBron James has made up his mind. He's going to the 76ers in Philadelphia. That's a little surprising. And a hot Cheeto that looks like a Pokemon card just sold for over $80,000. Plus, on the 420 catch of the day, we've got a new music song for you. In the 5 o'clock hour, we have more tickets for the Ocean Way Festival, Killers and Jack White and Sublime. And yesterday afternoon, Megan and I took phone calls about what happened to you in the pit.
Hey, guys, what's up? I have a good pit story for you.
Let's hear it. What happened to you in the pit?
Okay, so I'm a huge Metallica fan, huge. And I was in the snake pit for the first time.
Woo!
Of course, yeah, it was amazing. Of course, the mosh pit starts whipping around, and some dude went down, and he had his hand reached up, and my boyfriend and I reached down to help him up because, you know, when somebody goes down, you help them up, right? It was getting buck wild, and he needed help. So he was wasted, of course, everybody was, and he grabbed my shirt and bra, which both ripped right down the front. So my tank top was now just ripped in half from the front, along with my bra that snapped in the front, like I said. So my shirt flies open, and my tits are out. Can I even say?
Yeah!
Woo! So my tits are out. So anyway, I just took the bra off, tossed it in the mosh pit. I tied my tank top in a bow at the boobs and continued to rock out. But the best part, Jason Momoa was there that night and was watching the whole thing go down. I make eye contact with him. Dude gives me the medal sign.
Yes!
Everything, yes! Everything was all over me that night. Beer, urine, I'm just, like everything, spit, you name it. But you know what? I would do it all again. It was literally the best night of my life, and it was a double whammy because I'm in the snake pit, and I'm making eye contact and get a metal sign from Aquaman himself.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Is anybody buying this polished turd?
Get your kid's bag of hot Cheetos. This particular Cheeto, shaped like the beloved Pokemon Charizard, has sold at auction for a total cost of $87,840.
A, that's not possible. And B, that's not possible. Details coming up on K-Rock. Still got more chances for you to see the Killers and Jack White and Sublime and more at the Ocean Way Festival at the beach at Santa Monica on September 26th. Another chance for you to win is coming up in 20 minutes. This next story is about a Cheeto that's shaped like a Pokemon card at auction.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Get your kid's bag of hot Cheetos. This particular Cheeto, shaped like the beloved Pokemon Charizard, has sold at auction for a total cost of...
Let's see, a Cheeto that looks like a Pokemon card at auction. It's a Cheeto, right? I'm going to guess $2.75.
$87,840.
Oh, that's my bad. I thought we were talking about a Cheeto.
It's a 3-inch-long flaming hot Cheeto plastered on a customized Pokemon card.
It's a Cheeto. It looks like a Pokemon card.
And encapsulated in a clear card storage box.
Oh, it's in a box. You didn't say that. But you're not serious about this.
This is serious, y'all. I don't know why, but it was originally discovered sometime between 2018 to 2022.
All right, so what are we, carbon dating it back to 2018 to 2022?
It was preserved and then, of course, became a social media hit late last year. 60 bids on this snack.
I mean, it does look kind of like the Pokemon Charizard. Kind of.
$87,000. I've got a bag at my desk. I'm going to bring it back out here for brighter news so we can start sifting through.
So we can start finding the Cheetos.
Our next Pokemon animal character.
That thing looked more to me like Indonesia.
it just looked like...
I mean, if you put the Pokemon card next to it, it sort of looks like it, $87,000. So I went to eBay and I looked up Cheetos. And there are a lot of listings with Cheetos that look like something else. For example, I found Cheetos that look like Jesus on the cross, which looks nothing like that, for $100. I found a Cheeto that looks like a penis and balls with a slight curve, $100. The Mexican Cheeto in the shape of the World Cup, $3,000. And the Cheeto shaped like the Big Island of Hawaii, $20,000. Kids, you get the last word.
I just love hot Cheetos!
Kay.
I love them so much!
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Eric.
Hey, Eric, you're caller 20. You win the tickets.
What? That's
yep.
So cool.
It's Ocean Way Festival at the beach at Santa Monica on September 26th with The Killers and Jack White and Sublime and a whole lot more. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. LeBron James has decided where he is going to play basketball next.
We have breaking news. LeBron James has signed with the Philadelphia 76ers.
LeBron James left the Lakers and made a decision today to go play the next 2 years with the Philadelphia 76ers.
LeBron's agent told ESPN that it's a two-year, $8 million deal with a player option.
All right, so I just want to point out that LeBron left the Lakers, and in his last year with the Lakers, he was making $52 million. And now he's signed with the 76ers, where he's making $4 million a year for 2 years.
The 22-time All-Star said in a series of posts on X just minutes ago that this decision was not over money.
I mean, clearly.
Nor his family.
I've never heard a player talk about a deal that they're getting that had nothing to do with their family. I mean, maybe that's true, but most athletes don't say it out loud.
He said it was because he can, quote, help make the Philadelphia 76ers a championship team.
Is it possible that he couldn't get more money anyplace else? Is it possible that that's what he's worth now at 41 years old and with so many injuries? There's no way this is the most he could have gotten. And any of the teams that they were mentioning him joining probably had a decent run at a championship if he's healthy. The Warriors, specifically.
The Sixers haven't won a championship in 43 years. LeBron is looking for his fifth title before he retires.
I know not everyone agrees with me on this, but I never really thought of LeBron as a Laker. I sort of always pictured him as hired help, kind of. I don't know why exactly, but that's just my gut instinct. And I know some people disagree with that aggressively, but that's just how I felt about it. And I'm sort of happy to see him go.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
At last, the days are numbered for those infamous graffiti towers in downtown Los Angeles.
It's K-Rock and it's Kevin Ryder, and we're talking about those skyscrapers that are downtown that are just graffiti covered.
After a years-long battle to get the buildings cleaned up, the city has confirmed the sale of the property.
Somebody bought those buildings.
Cleanup starts now, and the new owner has big plans.
But first, got to remove all the graffiti from all three towers.
Yeah, it's never a good look when some of the tallest, most visible buildings on the skyline are covered with graffiti.
I think all three towers are covered from the bottom all the way to the top level.
That's been the case in downtown L.A. for the past 2.5 years. But the city's high-rise graffiti mess is now getting a good scrubbing.
A good scrubbing. Why do you say that like somebody's massaging your head? What's wrong with you?
In the land of Botox and facelifts, three of L.A.'s most visible faces are finally going under the knife.
See, he's likening it to plastic surgery and making it look more beautiful. I get it. I don't like it, but I get it.
The graffiti will be completely removed from Oceanwide Plaza.
That is the official name for downtown's infamous graffiti towers. The three-tower complex went from promising luxury living to an abandoned and tagged eyesore, attracting graffiti artists and thrill seekers from all around the world.
I assume I'm the only one that thinks it looks kind of cool.
So I'm between the two abandoned graffiti towers in downtown LA.
Some walking a tightrope between the high-rises, others parachuting from them. But today, Oceanwide Plaza is getting cleaned up as two new developers are partnering to finish the project.
So they're getting rid of all the graffiti. That's job one. To which I say, hey, brand new canvas, graffiti artists. Are you with me?
Stop doing what you're doing.
We are going to Warped Tour again this year. We're going to be broadcasting live from the Vans Warped Tour in Long Beach all weekend long. Hear the artist interviews, festival news, and much more live this weekend on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Daniel.
Hey, Daniel, you're caller 20. You win the tickets.
Oh, that's so awesome. Yep. Thank you so much.
It's the Ocean Wave Festival at the beach at Santa Monica on September 26th with Sublime and Jack White and The Killers and more. Congrats, man.
Yes, thank you.
It's time for Three Things at Four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at Four.
One, two, three.
I'm Kevin Ryder for Megan Holiday. A mystery Mega Millions ticket was sold in Southern California worth $7.3 million, and it hasn't been claimed yet. The ticket was purchased at the Al Rabadi Gas and Mini Mart in Palmdale, and they say that he hasn't come forward. It was not all six numbers. It was five, though, and it was worth $7.3 million, and it's probably laying around someone's house in Palmdale that maybe doesn't know it. Number two, a Pennsylvania man was caught with a turtle concealed in his pants when the TSA body scanner triggered an alarm of the area of the man's groin. The TSA officer administered a pat-down of the areas of the man's body where the alarm was triggered, and in doing so, determined that there was something concealed in the man's groin. When asked if there was something hidden in his pants, the man reached down to the front of his pants and pulled out a live turtle that was wrapped in a small blue towel. Turtle was estimated to be about 5 inches in length. And number three, we'd like to take a look at the new movies in theaters this weekend on Fridays. Her Private Hell is a new thriller starring Sophie Thatcher and Charles Melton. Motor City is an R-rated action crime feature. And Hadestown the Musical, a filmed stage-to-screen presentation of the hit production. And, of course, The Odyssey continues raking in all of the money. I'm Kevin Ryder for Megan Holiday. That's Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
We are going to be live at the Warped Tour all weekend long. One of the bands we're going to be interviewing is Hoobastank. They just released their first new song in 8 years. It's called How Do You Sleep? The sound is a deliberate return to the frenetic pace of earlier cuts like Out of Control. They had that huge hit with The Reason, but that's not really representative of them. They premiered this song at the Vans Warped Tour in Washington, D.C. They'll be playing it this weekend. It's How Do You Sleep? It's Hoobastank, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. How Do You Sleep is the name of that song. It's Hoobastank, and they will be playing it at the Warped Tour this weekend, and we will be there on K-Rock. Between 4:30 and 5:30 each day, we do What's Your Story? Give you a topic, you call in for the best call. You're going to get tickets to see The Killers, Jack White, Sublime, and more at the Ocean Way Festival at the beach in Santa Monica on September 26th. Coming up in a few minutes on K-Rock. Megan Holiday and I always do What's Your Story at this time of the day. We give you a topic, and then we reward the best story with tickets this time to see The Killers and Jack White and Sublime on Ocean Way Festivals at the beach at Santa Monica on September 26th. So the best story will win that. And I give to you a, what is it? It's a Cheeto? It's a Cheeto shaped like a Pokemon card.
Get your kids' bag of hot Cheetos. This particular Cheeto, shaped like the beloved Pokemon Charizard, has sold at auction for a total cost of...
I'm sure you can't guess unless you heard earlier. So what we're going to talk about is you or someone you know collects weird things. You have a weird collection. Someone you know has a weird collection. This is a Cheeto that looks like a Pokemon card that just went to auction for
$87,840.
Who are these people that spend $87,000 on Cheetos that look like fill in the blank?
It's a 3-inch long flaming hot Cheeto plastered on a customized Pokemon card.
It's a Cheeto. It looks like a Pokemon card.
And encapsulated in a clear card storage box.
I can imagine the guy who won this auction, I can imagine his wall is full of boxes of Cheetos that look like Donald Rumsfeld. I don't know how that name came to my mind.
This is serious, y'all. I don't know why, but it was originally discovered sometime between 2018 to 2022.
All right, so what are we, carbon dating it back to 2018 to 2022?
It was preserved and then, of course, became a social media hit late last year. 60 bids on this snack.
I mean, it does look kind of like the Pokemon Charizard. Kind of.
$87,000. I've got a bag at my desk. I'm going to bring it back out here.
I just love hot Cheetos. I love you so much.
Yeah, they weren't even getting paid $87,000 for that. All right, so what do you collect? You have a weird collection or what people would consider a weird collection? We've asked this before. It's always fascinating to see into the minds of other people and the things that they pick up along the way throughout their life. And then eventually people start giving that as gifts and it just kind of snowballs. So you or someone you know collects weird things. The phone number is 800-520-1067 for your calls and or texts. And the best call will win the tickets for the Ocean Way Festival at the beach in Santa Monica on September 26th. You'll get those tickets. So what's your story? You or someone you know collects weird things. 800-520-1067. That is the beaches. This is K-Rock, and we're taking your phone calls on you or someone you know collects weird things. 800-520-1067. You or someone you know collects weird things is the topic today at 800-520-1067. We have tickets for you to see The Killers and Jack White and Sublime at Ocean Way Festival at the beach at Santa Monica on September 26th for the best phone call. And the topic today is you or someone you know collects weird things. You have a story like that?
Yeah, I collect gumball machines.
Gumball machines?
Yep.
Where do you get those?
All the way from the 1890s up to the 1950s.
No kidding. Are they expensive?
Yeah, they can range anywhere from a couple $100 to like $10,000.
Well, do you have one that's worth $10,000? And if so, can I have your address?
No, I don't. I have one. I have one that's worth about $750. Another one that's worth about $1,000.
Are there gumballs in your machine so that people come over and visit you can put a quarter in?
No. Some of the machines don't work.
How did you get started on this?
My dad used to collect them.
Oh, no kidding. That is strange.
Yeah. And he used to travel across the United States in El Camino and pick them up at just anywhere around Route 66 way back in the 60s and 70s.
That is very cool. K-Rock, hello.
Yes, I collect Japanese food erasers.
Japanese food erasers?
So they're erasers that are shaped like food items. So like little birthday cakes, ice cream cones.
Oh, I see.
They have like hamburgers.
Where do you get those?
So if I go to Little Tokyo or any like Japanese themed little stores, if I see the food erasers that you can buy like in a little pack, I have to buy them. And it's not just food. My favorite one, actually, it's a yo-yo, and it works. Like, it actually works as a yo-yo, but it's an eraser.
What do your friends think of this collection?
Yeah, and every time I show them to people, they think that they can eat them. And then I have to, like, stop them from putting it in their mouth. And they get a kick out of it that it's not a food item. It's actually an eraser. They almost put it in their mouth, and I have to stop them.
You have dumb friends. I'll give you that. K-Rock, hello. You or someone you know collects weird things.
My uncle. My uncle likes to collect, like, rodents or birds that are dead, clean out to the bones, and, like, make little puppets of them, like, standing or put clothes on them.
I'm sorry. Your uncle takes the skeleton of a bird and makes a puppet out of it?
A bird, any kind of rodent that he can find. Like, we live in up here in the Heights, so there's a lot of trails and stuff.
Okay. And what does he do with them?
Well, he dries them out, takes all the whatever, gook out of them, and then
Yeah, you honk at that guy. He needs to get out of your way. You're telling me an important story about your crazy uncle.
Puts them together like a model or something, and it has clothes on them.
He puts clothes on them.
Yeah, one of them has a hat and a bowl.
At first, I was judging your uncle, but now I love him.
Well, he's the weird uncle of the family.
How many does he have?
Oh, my God. In his garage, I want to say about more than 30 of them, I believe.
Wow, that is wild.
The bird's hanging like on the like a string, like if it was a model.
Does your uncle have any human skeletons? Now, don't answer that. I love your uncle. All right, 800-520-1067. You or someone you know collects weird things. K-Rock, you or someone you know collects weird things.
I collect empty lighters, like thick lighters. So if you have one with a cool design or a color I like.
Interesting.
Even if it's one that I haven't used, I'll take my friends.
What if it has some lighter fluid left in it?
Well, then I'll use it.
All right. Don't talk to me like I'm crazy. How many do you have?
I have more than a gallon-sized baggie full.
And what's your goal? Are you going to show them somehow in your house?
I'm hopefully going to use them for some kind of art project, you know, like hot glue them around a candle holder or something.
Interesting. We are going to be broadcasting live from the Vans Warped Tour all weekend long, behind-the-scenes content, artist interviews, and more right here on K-Rock. A Cheeto shaped like a Pokemon card is auctioned for $87,000. That's what we started this conversation with about an hour ago here on K-Rock, and we are taking your phone calls on you or someone you know collects weird things. You have something like that?
So I used to buy old 1950s refrigerators, and I would gut them, and I would build custom cabinetry inside them.
Interesting. What a great idea.
Yeah, I loved doing it. It was so much fun. And so I met this guy through that. So I had an ad, looking for old refrigerators, and this guy calls me up, and he says, I'm just curious why you're wanting these. I tell him what I do. And I'm like, okay, I'm curious why you're curious. He goes, oh, because I collect old refrigerators. Now, it seems like a horrible thing to collect, but...
Well, I mean, it seems very serial killer-ish.
Okay, but that wasn't the weird part.
Okay.
I said, how many do you have? And he goes, oh, currently I have 14 in my apartment.
Did you ever go over to his apartment?
Hell no.
Yeah, because serial killer.
I would still be in that apartment.
K-Rock, hello.
So my son went to one of his clients' houses to deliver a jacket he made for him. It's a famous bass player.
Okay.
And they were talking, and he took him into this other room, and it turns out he collects human skulls.
Human skulls?
Yeah, they were real human skulls. My son was acting really cool about it. And he was
do you come across human skulls to buy if you wanted to, say?
He didn't ask him. He just tried to act really cool, like, oh, okay, thinking this is really f***ing weird.
I have so many questions. I would have gone, are these your victims so far? How many did he have?
I think it was at least 10 or 15.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah. And I don't love it.
Yeah.
And creepy,
yeah. Both. My son was trying to act really cool about it because it was a client.
Yeah, of course. All right, for the winner, the one that's stuck in my mind is the old 50s refrigerator collector because he barely dodged death. Hey, Curtis.
Kevin.
You win.
Woohoo!
You came very close to death with that guy with his refrigerator collection.
I'm surprised that I made it out alive.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm surprised he wasn't like, I'm looking at you right now.
You won tickets to see the Ocean Way Festival at the beach at Santa Monica on September 26th. That's The Killers and Jack White and Sublime and more.
Awesome.
It is a new festival. It's called Ocean Way Festival at the beach at Santa Monica on September 26th. We want you to see that concert with The Killers and Jack White and Sublime, and we'll do that right after this song on K-Rock.